Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what is going on? Well, in the French Quarter, some people are upset. Others are very excited, not unlike any other decision, any other policy initiative or identified group of activities that go on in a geographic area. There are winners and there are losers. And the question is, as we evaluate the winners or the losers, are the losers really losers, right? And in this case, I'm going to argue that they're not. And what am I talking about? Well, it seems as though there has been an effort by the NOPD, the Orleans Parish Criminal Sheriff's Office, in making sure that they are enforcing the city ordinance, that all of these street performers that are out there on the street in the quarter at 8 p.m. go away. Now, mind you, most of these people are not even permitted. So they're not supposed to actually be there in the first place, right? You know, the drummer kids that are sitting in front of beating buckets in front of some of the most iconic restaurants that we have to offer here in the city of New Orleans. No big deal. That's part of our culture, is to sit down at a restaurant that's been open only a couple of hundred years and have to listen to some kids beating plastic buckets out front. Makes perfect sense to me. If we walked into a boardroom and we thought, how could we increase our sales, improve upon the ambiance of what we're offering people with this incredible dining and hospitality experience, I know what would come first to mind is we'd go grab those plastic buckets of those materials that we purchase in order to cook our foods and get some people with drumsticks to go sit on them and beat on them right at the entry to our restaurant. I can't think of a better idea. I mean, just think of the multiplier effect that it has on the ambiance of that restaurant, of eating to the beat of drums, creating a rhythm by which you can place your fork in your food and cut it and put it into your mouth. Oh my God, it's limitless as to the possibility and the potential here to create this, as this notion would move across the country and everyone in some of the most iconic cities in the world will have bucket beaters at the front door of their Michelin star restaurants. Can't think of anything else, right? And the reason I go through that, folks, don't you think maybe that's how we ought to approach some of these problems that we have? Like, we're investors, right? We own pieces and parts of this company. We're sitting in a room and we're deciding the future of it, how we're going to improve upon this. What would we do? What wouldn't we do? Maybe we compel all these street performers to actually buy a permit. It's amazing to me that people actually believe that they have some kind of constitutional right to conduct their business on public property and not pay anything for it. And these same people are the same folks who attempt to fall under the cloak of culture bearers that believe that there should be a separate strategy for them to be able to foster a landscape so that they can make money and support themselves utilizing public property for free. How does that work? And if everybody decided that that's what they want to do, how could we manage that? Think about it for a moment. And that's the friction point here. So they're upset, right? They're upset because at 8 p.m., the officers come out and they move them along and they get them out of the quarter. And they're upset because they're not able to take advantage of the numbers of people that move to the quarter after they've finished with their conferences and everything else. And they're going out there to enjoy themselves because they believe that what they have to offer adds to the experience and their ability to earn a living means that it's got to be good for everybody else. Meanwhile, the companies, the restaurants, the hotels, the individual store owners, the gallery owners and alike who are sitting there paying taxes, have permits, occupational license tax, property tax, collect sales tax on behalf of the city, all of these other things, paying employees, providing insurance, have to get property insurance. If they're serving food, health department certificates, they're going through the largesse of government regulation, paying for each and every component of same, because you don't get any of these permits for nothing. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the street performers pay nothing. And they're in competition for the dollar that's out there. Because then you have the folks pulling the red wagons, selling Jell-O shots, have a built-in bar. Even now, have battery-operated blenders. They're making blended drinks out there. Yes, it's not an exaggeration. I saw it the other day. It's absolutely incredible what's actually going on. They don't have to pay anything. They don't have to wait around for an inspector to come by for an inspection. They don't have to front money waiting to get a permit, maybe months on hand, not knowing whether or not they're going to pass whatever inspections are had. And we want to talk about as though we take this process seriously from the government perspective. Meanwhile, we don't enforce anything on these individuals that are out there doing what they want, when they want, how they want. And we're all supposed to be happy about it. And we all are supposed to show concern. And we are accused of being having no empathy for these individuals that just want to go out there and do whatever they do, perform whatever they perform, don't worry about the decibel level of what they're doing and whether or not they're disrupting an adjacent restaurant or an adjacent band that's playing live music or otherwise, because what's good for them is good for everybody else, right? And we just need to be more tolerant and suck it up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So there it is, in a heartbeat. Back to the ranch. The owners of the businesses there, they're happy. They're ecstatic. Why? Because they recognize that their businesses are not being impacted by these people doing what they want, when they want, and how they want. And they actually think that the police presence is of value, that it serves as a deterrent effect to those that may be doing something else. When you create the culture of not enforcing, it's kind of the broken windows theory, right? I mean, it goes right back to it. If you accept a little, they'll push more. You find yourselves accepting more. Government needs to set a bar and not be willing to accept anything less, plain and simple. That way, everyone knows what the expectations are, and we're not giving in. There are rules. You play by those rules, or guess what? You don't play. You don't play at all. Because you obviously had to have good reason to put the rules in place in the first instance. If not, then why do you have the rules? If this is what you want, a laissez-faire attitude about everything that goes on in any neighborhood in the city or any neighborhood in any community in the state, and this really isn't just about the city because there's a lot of this going on in other municipalities and unincorporated areas in the state of Louisiana. Leaders have to be willing to consume political capital, make the tough decisions, sending in the enforcement arm, and making sure that people are playing by the rules. It's not that hard. It shouldn't be that hard at all. In fact, the property owners are saying, and I quote, "The street has felt better than it's felt in a long time. Better, cleaner, safer." Now, what does that create? Actually, that creates an environment for everyone and their tolerance levels to enjoy the French Quarter. You bring a more robust, diverse population to the French Quarter. There's something for everyone there. Going back to the boardroom, if we were sitting in there talking about how we could get more people, more wallets moving through the French Quarter, gain a better percentage of the take of tourists, those new wallets that come to the city every day, it would seem to me that this would be one of the top issues that we would talk about. We wouldn't be talking about jugglers. We wouldn't be talking about bucket beaters. We wouldn't be talking about fortune tellers. We wouldn't be talking about all of these folks that are there, non-permitted, and just doing what they want, when they want, and how they want. And even setting up in locations that are really problematic in crossing streets and everything else. Because why? They locate in places as though they went into a boardroom and said, if we had to maximize our take, where would one locate oneself? And guess where they locate? at cross streets. We're trying to get across these streets. Traffic's backed up and everything else. They're doing it. They're going through the mental gymnastics of having a board meeting. But government is not. Why is that? Why is that? It's absolutely amazing to me that this friction point still exists today in the French Quarter. Some of the street performers are saying the police have never been stricter than they are now. It really hurts us a lot. After years of lack enforcement, officers faced pushback when they got to work initially. Glade Bilby, that's his quote. He's been on his show a number of times talking about these situations, talking about this difficulty, talking about the balance of interests, right? And now that they're enforcing, guess what happens now? They're feeling the same thing that all the other business owners have felt by virtue of their activities. They're taking it in the shorts. They're not making as much money. They're unhappy with their ROI. And what's interesting is their investment is pales as it relates to everyone else. I spend a lot of time talking about this because the impact on our local economy, these are dots that you can connect. When you're not conducting sales tax audits, when you're not being intrusive as it relates to zoning ordinances, code enforcement, permitting process, and all of these activities, the byproduct of this is what we have seen in the French Quarter and what the expectations are of those who have continued to violate the laws and the ordinances of the city of New Orleans, not for months, not for years, but for decades. In the moment in time that you begin to enforce, they get angry. But the problem that we've had is we've never had sustained enforcement. And sustained enforcement is the only way that you can set a bar and create a culture of not being willing to accept anything less. This culture of non-compliance continues to wreak havoc on our local economy, to wreak havoc on the transfer of property here in the city of New Orleans. Consider the following. If you drive into a neighborhood, and the first thing you see are 20-foot and 40-foot containers in the middle of empty lots, with abandoned automobiles and cars parked all over empty lots, and there's a beautiful little double right down the street that you're thinking about purchasing, that you want to renovate, that works absolutely wonderfully for you. It's in a great location of a historic neighborhood, and it has all of these little touchstones that meet your expectations, but you have overgrown lots and 20 and 40 foot containers and abandoned cars six lots down from you. Do you think that place is marketable? Do you think it's going to be easy to sell? Do you think that we're going to be able to maximize our property tax take? That is the most stable revenue source for the financing of government? No, in fact, what we worry about is that property owner and whether or not we're going to impact that property owner's rights. Who's not doing the right thing? And is not too terribly different than the bucket beaters and others that are setting up their business on Bourbon Street. And until we look through a clear lens, it is what it is, and it ain't going to change. I'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870. We'll go to the talk lines when we return. What are your thoughts? We have the chance of a new beginning, a new mayor coming in to office on January the 12th, Monday, January 12th. The last day of this mayor's administration is on my birthday. Happy birthday to me. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.